This morning, I got a lot to share, but I'll try to just do a little bit. When you are in the house of God, when we preach the word, it's just to stir you up. You can never preach the whole Bible. It's eternal word. That means it's eternity. Somebody shout hallelujah. One word you can preach over and over. There are many dimensions to one word of God. So many dimensions. Sometimes you think, oh, I got this already, and then more of it begins to show up. So you can never finish that resource. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit that gives animation and quickens the word and brings it alive. The Bible is just like any other book. It's just a printed pages. But it comes alive through the power of the Holy Ghost. Through from logos, just the written word becomes a rhema, it becomes a living word. May the living word visit you this morning. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for our time together with you as we're about to eat the bread of life. May this bread of life energize us. May it touch our lives. May it transform us. May it come with power, grace, and favor. May it do that which you want it to do today in our lives. May it touch those listening on television land, on any internet, or anywhere in the world, and those sitting right here. May our lives be changed from another dimension of glory to another, that we have an encounter with God and with our loving Savior and the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, the word I want to share with us today is about what's inside of you or who is in you. We already know who's in us. Well, some of us do, some of us don't. Somebody's always living in you. So it's either going to be God or it's going to be the devil. So I hope everybody sitting here hearing the sound of my voice this morning is God. I mean, if you have God living in you, it's somebody, you have a director that lives inside you, a controller that lives inside you, and that person today is the power of God or the Holy Spirit or Jesus. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I think I taught about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are different functions in the past, so you need to go look for that and then know what role they all play. But they are all one person. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody's leaving you. Either that or you have the devil. So the devil enters people. That's why they say they are what? Possessed. So if it's something that just sits on you, you can just take a bath and it wash off. But if it possess and hold your mind is inside you. So you don't want the devil living in you. Another person living inside you is yourself. Yourself living inside you, yourself, you're always getting in the way. Another person living inside you is other people, their words and their voices. So today, make a decision who you want to live inside you. The most important person to live inside you is who can shout that person's name. You want Jesus to live in you, because if the other three lives in you, you're in trouble. Somebody shout hallelujah. So who's living in you? Well, Jesus. All right. Now, we don't have physical Jesus here, but we have Jesus' words. Amen? So let us go into the word this morning. One of the scriptures, we're not going to read. I'm not going to take you there. I'll just say it. Who can tell me what Proverbs 23:7 says? Seven, the A part of it. As a man, that's a pastor, so he knows that one. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you think, so you are. As you thought about being in church this morning, whatever you thought before you came here, that's who you're going to be. So if you did not think the right thinking, it's about time for you to switch right away and begin to think the right thinking immediately. Amen? As you think, so you are. So you are the result of your thought. Everything around you is the result of how you think. So if you want things around you to begin to change how you what? Think. That's the word of the Lord. As a man think, so is he. Proverbs 23:7a. All right, I'm not going there. So let's go quickly. I have so many scriptures. I have about 10 of them to give to you this morning. So go to Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. You have the power to change how you are going to think and how you're going to live your life. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree what? Corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. So who's going to make it good and who's going to make it corrupt? Me. I, as the individual, so I have a choice. I'm going to change how I think. When the word of the Lord comes to me, I'm going to apply that word to my life and begin to think the word of the Lord. Remember, I said four people live in you: either God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or the devil, or yourself, or other people. So for you to live the God life, you need to shun all the other voice and learn to use only the one that comes from the Lord. Say amen. And make that your thought pattern. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you begin to do that, victory upon victory and success upon success in God begins to be yours. Because in our world today, we think success is about how big your house is, how best of a car you have, or how much money you have. If you are a millionaire or a billionaire, everybody begins to run after you. No, most of the richest people in the world are not Christians. So you cannot use blessings to dictate your Christianity. Somebody shout hallelujah. So blessing does not make you a Christian. It's part of your life because God blesses us. We are blessed. Ephesians 1 says we are blessed in what? We are blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus before the foundations of the world. So God has already designed blessing in you before you even were made manifest. Say amen. So it's not whether you are going to be blessed. Blessing is already yours. But don't use physical, materialistic world. Every blessing that anybody is carrying in this earth realm all came out of the things God has already made. But before he made them, he chose you to be the blessing carrier. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can you pop up? I'm going to go back to Matthew 12. Pop up at Ephesians 1, put verse 3 up for me. Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be what? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had done what? Blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Who had blessed which people? Us. With how many? All blessings are spiritual. That is why when a human dies, he can never go anywhere with what he has accumulated. It stays in the earth realm. You can't take it. You only have this much space to be put down in the earth. These days, most people cremate and they throw the ashes somewhere and they scatter in different places. But the biggest spot you can put people is not more than what? It used to be 6 feet, but today we have sumo wrestlers, a lot of big fat people, you know, bigger than me. So you need bigger space to put them in. All that is food for the worms. You don't like to hear that, but that's the truth. So you're not taking nothing. So you might as well get what is important. The spiritual blessing is what is important. Say amen. That's what you're going to take. That's what you're going to take back and stand before God. And what you do with it while you are here on earth, you're given a short lease of time to be here. And while you are here in this 120 years plus lease of time, you need to make good use of this spiritual blessing in the right direction. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your hallelujah is already getting weak. I told you at the beginning, I said, just switch. Have you switched? If you have switched, you have no guilt, no problem. Somebody shout hallelujah. So right now you are standing in righteousness. Say amen. If you switch right away, you are in righteousness. If you are still thinking about yourself, the devil, and others, well, you are in that land where the rest of us are moving on. Somebody say, move on. Tell your neighbor, say, move on. Move on now. Hallelujah. So wealth in this earth realm counts. They are just things. They are dust. The whole universe, the whole earth, the everything, the mountains, the tree, the whatever, the oceans, everything God says is like a speck of dust in a scale, including the mountains. This is a God you are serving, and we read about him this morning. He is supernatural. He's above all and over all. Shout hallelujah. And that's who you have inside you. So you yourself, you are not ordinary. Tell yourself, I'm not ordinary. Well, you came from him, made in his image and likeness. So if he's supernatural, what are you? You know, you've been thinking so much. As a man thinketh, that's what we started with. Proverbs 23:7-8. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is. If you think you are natural, you are what? How many people are supernatural here? I am in the supernatural club. Somebody shout hallelujah. So let the natural people be with the chickens, and the rest of us that are supernatural, we're soaring higher than the eagles. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You are a spirit being, and that's why he blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So heaven is all spiritual. So all the blessings coming from heaven are all what? Spiritual. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the words that you speak, they are also supernatural. That is why the word of God, when it's inside your mouth, when Elisha died and his bone was buried, and he died from sickness, his bone was buried, and the sons of the prophets were trying to build, and the axe they borrowed did what? Fell into the, that's two different things. Two different things. Somebody that died, they were going to bury him, and then it fell what? It fell on the grave where Elisha has been buried, touched his bones. And then what happened to the corpse? That's supernatural. Bone is bone. I mean, if you ate turkey this Christmas, that bone is bone. But when the supernatural touched that bone, it's a different story. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that bone, there's enough, because Elisha had an anointing in him. So that anointing was still in that bone. But as a man thinketh, so is he. He didn't have to die out of sickness. He didn't have the revelation me and you have now. If he had the revelation we both have now, by his stripes we are healed, he would have been healed himself. Oh, here goes your quietness again. Not everything the Bible talks about, it implies it. Is it that it's a healing God or it's not a healing God? Did the person who touched him come alive? Did that person not die from something? We don't know what he died from. The Bible never told you he died. Accident or sickness, whatever it is, it didn't matter. He touched the man of God's bone and he came alive. So he still has enough power inside him to give him that resurrection life, to bring him alive. This morning, as you hear the word of God, there's enough resurrection power flowing right now to you that can quicken you and animate your life and bring you alive in the name of Jesus. Somebody give another hallelujah to God. As a man thinketh, so we see. Now we can go to Matthew. Matthew 12:33. Just have a few of them to read there. So you have power to change everything in your life right now. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree what? Corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. May your fruit change today. In the name of Jesus. Verse 34, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speak it. So when you think, you're going to speak. Thoughts doesn't stay in thought realm forever. It comes out. So we know who you are when you speak. We know what you carry inside you when you speak. When you open your mouth, we know exactly who you are. We know whether corruption is coming out of you or good fruit is coming out of you. May your life change today in the name of Jesus. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So things are coming out of our heart. Our heart is a factory. It's a manufacturing factory that manufactures out things. They spit it out on a daily basis. As long as you have a heart, and as long as you have a thought, and as long as you have a speaking mouth, you can produce things. Somebody shout hallelujah. The question is, what are you going to produce? Good or corrupt? I say good today in the name of Jesus. May from today on you begin to produce good things. Things are coming out of you. You don't go looking for things, they're already inside you. They are the manifestation of what you have put inside your heart. So if you put the word of God inside you, you begin to have a creative world inside you. If God is in control inside you, if God is the Lord inside you, if God is the manager of your life and the controller of your life, anything you are going to produce is going to be good things. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'll tell you what happens to most of us. Even as you hearing this word, there is no change. It's like you are so much into. I can tell the people who have switched already when they came this morning. And I can tell the people who have not switched. May all of you switch in Jesus' name. When you hear the word of God, something's got to change inside you. If nothing is changing, the best thing you can do for you is say, Lord, I repent. You just say, Lord, I repent. So that the blockages will leave your life. So that the right thing will begin to enter and there's going to be a brand new change. Never detect your life based on things. Even the church today, we are into so much things. Things define us. If somebody that has a voice in the church today, either they have things, then they begin to listen to them. No, you should listen to the word of God. Say amen. You should not listen to things. That's why many are deceived. If you listen to things, you are, because things are coming out. Whether you like it or not, everyone produces things. I just read it. Out of your good heart, you produce things. Out of your wicked heart, you produce things. So you better be careful of the going after things. Are we still here? Are we still here? Are we still here? There's treasure in every heart. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart, bring it for good things. What good things? You want to bring forth God's word. It's God that's in you that you're going to bring out. If what is the good thing you're going to be? God says you are healed, then bring healing out. Amen. If God says be joyful, then bring joy out. Right? An evil man will bring what? Cursing. It's in the Bible. I'll take you to it. Somebody is getting quiet. Don't be too much quiet. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. We come to church so that we can move to another dimension of glory. Church activates us. We're here to be activated to the word of God so we can grow. Amen. Church is not here so that we can meet our friends. It's good to meet our friends, hug one another. The Bible says give holy kiss. We should do all of that, right? We should eat together, fellowship together. By the end of the day, at the end of the day and the end of your life, it's going to be only you and God. So you might as well start taking that which is important to you now. Say amen. At the end of the day, it's only you. There is no husband. There is no wife. There's no children or grandchildren. There is no job. There's no career. There is no things. There's no house or car or anything. It's going to be you and God alone. Say amen. So begin to acquire the best inside your spirit and begin to live like today, as if today is your last day. When you begin to live that, the glory of God will begin to manifest in your life. You find the things that you are attached to are no longer important. Say amen. Say amen. Friends are important to you. It doesn't matter whether you have one friend or not. You are so happy with yourself. Because God is with you. It's better God is your friend than your enemy. Because God's going to tell some people, get away from me. I know you not. May God pull you to himself. He said, draw nigh to him and he will do what? Draw nigh to you. Let's go to 36. So we are not evil producers. We are good producers. We have good treasures inside us. Amen. 36, but I say unto you that every what? Idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So every single word you have spoken in your life, you are going to give an account. Whether you spoke it to somebody's ear, whether nobody is there, in your prayers, even your prayers, if you spend a lot of your time just cursing people while you are praying, you're going to give account. Oh, the amen has gone. It has left this house. Maybe I should say in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and close the service. Amen has gone. Even in prayer, all the words you are speaking, that is why you must learn to control your mouth. Every single word. Husband and wife, even the fight you have in your bedroom, every single word, you will give account. It's on the day of judgment they will show up before God. Now, don't live in guilt land, just say, I repent. Even you can't even repent. You are just overwhelmed right now. You shouldn't be overwhelmed. You should be rejoicing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Truth comes to set us free. It doesn't put us in bondage. At your workplace, even when your boss is just grinding you and driving you to eat more bananas, you need to what? The evil words you go and speak in the bathroom, because these days all the workplaces have cameras. So you can't just go crazy and then they will catch you. So the only place you don't have cameras is the bathroom. So you go there and you do all kinds of stuff. The name of Jesus has really heard a lot of things. Why don't all of us just say, Lord, I repent. In the name of Jesus. And you begin to do all kinds of stuff there. God said you are going to give account. What were you that day before all of us, everybody? You know, you don't hear this type of messages anymore. It's only how can you get 10 points to how you can be prosperous. Hey, you should be hearing shout hallelujah. I'm coming to that. When we come to that, now the hallelujah, you don't need anybody cranking you. You're going to say hallelujah. Hey, God bless your family. Bless your children. Bless your house. Amen. You should be saying amen to more of this, because this is what you're going to use to stand before God. We are all going to do it. Your nakedness will be before everybody, including myself. So I'd rather be with the sheep nation now than the goat nation. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church is not a clubhouse. Church is where we meet with God. We take things to ourselves and we take it home to know how to live a daily life. Because we have a wicked enemy that seeks to destroy you and your family. So you need these tools to know how to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. So you need to get equipped. So you don't come to church and then you go like, oh, I know, I think I heard this one before. No, you didn't hear this one before. The word of God is now. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now something is happening. Say something is happening now. Didn't Ecclesiastes 11 say, do what? Cast your bread upon what? Upon the waters. After many days, you'll find it. But how many times did it tell you to cast it? 7 or 8? How many days do we have in a week? So he went beyond 7, 8. Some people can go to the next day to go get things into now. That one flew over the cuckoo nest. I said some people can go beyond the now and go into the tomorrow and bring the tomorrow into the now. The Syrophoenician woman did it. Before Jesus could give them the bread of life, he said, I came for the household of Israel. I come for the Gentiles here. But that woman said, there are crumbs here. There's enough for my child. Somebody shout hallelujah. She went beyond before death and resurrection and went to the tomorrow and get what she needs for now. Because all the Gentiles are going to get it after death and resurrection, but she wasn't going to wait. She went now. So the Bible says, so seven times. You don't know which one will do it, but so eight. Somebody say, I'm going beyond. I'm going beyond. Go further than where you need to be. All this happened by how you think about the Word of God. The Word of God is not for decoration. It's not a talisman. It is a living person, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's who he is, and empowered by the Holy Ghost. So when that word is coming and the Holy Spirit is there doing what? The Bible says the Holy Spirit will do what? Will convict us, will guide us, will teach us, will comfort us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Will reveal who Jesus to us. So something is already happening. Your world is already changing, even right now. Give God glory. One more, verse 37. For by thy words thou shalt be what? Justified, and by thy words thou shalt be what? Condemned. May God justify you. May you not condemn. So what's going to take you to condemnation, to hell, is not God himself, is the things you have spoken. So you can tell all those things you have been speaking to have crop failure. Say amen. Don't just say amen, say crop failure. Because they have grown, and some of them have generations already. So speak to them to die now. Every evil word you have spoken, every idle word, die. Do not manifest in my life, in my family's life, in my future, or in my now. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. So that's all you have to do. So, you know, it's called, in the process of you renewing your mind, you make errors. So just catch yourself and clean up. Say amen. Because words never die. They go forth, but God has empowered you to bring them to nothing. Somebody say, how do I condemn? Huh? You can condemn words. Turn to Isaiah 54, verse 17. Isaiah 54, 17. Let's put it up quickly. Isaiah 54, 17. Maybe I should be reading myself. No weapon. Okay. No weapon that is formed. Everybody read. No weapon that is formed against me shall do what? Prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt do what? Condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. What did he say you should do with those words of judgment? So did you just condemn some just now? Remember I said there are four people living in you. So make sure only one of them live on from now on. Amen? So all the other three, their words, condemn them. Amen? And you just live with the living God. Someone say, is that possible? Yes. What did Enoch do? He walked with God. And God did what? The Bible said God took him. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. If you make that decision, well, you're not going to disappear. You still have work to do. Say amen. Some people want to die now because they're living a miserable life. Just say, just Lord, I'll be happy if I die now. Well, you got work to do. You're going to have a test. You're going to show God something. So how much do you have to show him? You're not going to show him your dollars. They are not acceptable there. You're not going to show him your house. They are not acceptable there. Everything is not acceptable. The only thing that is acceptable is the work of love that you have done. Somebody shout hallelujah. So if you have not been working for God, you need to start now. So you have something to show. That's the only thing that you're going to get reward for. You will be rewarded by God. There's reward on this earth. It says you get a hundredfold in this earth, but you're going to get in the world to come. That's if you surrender everything. That's for those who have surrendered everything. They've surrendered father, mother, brothers, sisters, everything. Houses, finance, everything. They've given everything to God. Those are the people that get a hundredfold in this world and in the one to come. Somebody shout hallelujah. A reward is coming. A reward is coming. On our earth right now, in those days, yes, people live, Methuselah lived the oldest, 999 years, right? And he almost made 1,000, right? But is he from his lineage of Enoch too, right? You can go read that later. I'm not telling you. You can go read Genesis chapter 5. It gives you all the genealogy. Okay. Don't go there now. Just stay with the word. Praise the Lord. You can write Genesis 5 down. Check that out later. How people live long. We're not in that realm anymore. The day God changed it. In Genesis 6, Genesis chapter 6, they were just living like how we're living today. Maybe even today is worse than yesterday. Who knows? Sin has become the game of the day. Evil has become the game of the day. Evil became good and good became evil. Is that not how we're living right now? You are politically what? Correct. If you say the word of the Lord, you are not correct. If you say the word of the world, you are what? So what's the difference between now and then? It said, grieve God. The imagination, the thoughts of men were continuously evil. And God wanted to wipe out everybody. But he said, no, I found grace. May grace of God be upon our lives. Amen. The grace that Noah found was not to continue to sin. It was a grace to turn around. May we turn back to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So back to Isaiah 54:17 says you should do what? Condemn. So you can condemn things that you don't want. The words that people are speaking about you, the one you are speaking about yourself, the one the devil is speaking about you, condemn them. Make a practice of that every day. If you do not condemn them, they grow and they affect your life. This is your heritage. Your righteousness is of God. God has declared you righteous. Somebody say, I'm righteous. Somebody say, I'm righteous. The one who lives in you is righteous. So if he's the one living in you, you are continuously what? Righteous. It's when you have mixture inside you that there's confusion. So get rid of those mixture. How many people did I say can live inside you again? So how many do you need? Say amen. If that's all you got today, you got a lot. Somebody shout hallelujah. So next time your voice is condemning yourself, what should you do to that voice? You can't kill your voice because you need your voice to speak, but you just condemn that thing. Oh boy. Some people are already living in guilt world already. You ate a lot of dessert this Christmas. So you're already in that, your voice is already saying, oh my goodness, 10 pounds. Some people, that's not their problem. But there are people who are living like that. They live in this realm of mixture of craziness within themselves. May you be free from that. When that voice comes, say, I live in divine health. You begin to say, I have self-control. Say amen. Say amen. Most of the fat people don't eat much. It's the skinny one that pack it up. They have like 10 stomachs inside themselves. One here, one there, one there. You just watch their plate, they just load it up. The fat one, there's so much fat, there's no space to put it in. See, you are awake now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So all of a sudden, you hear the news. Oh, that person always jogged 20 miles a day. Oh, they do all this type of thing. They are health conscious. They eat all the right things. And they are sick. They died. And then you go, huh? And then the fat one that you think should croak yesterday already is still fatting on. Somebody shout hallelujah. May God be the one that lives in you. Begin to condemn all those rubbish. They are time wasters in your life. No more time wasters. Say no more time wasters. And then you can live with somebody who's very abusive. Somebody who has a diarrhea of the mouth. You can condemn their words too. You don't live by their words. You live by God's word. You have been given the power. He is supernatural. And his word goes above all. And because he's made you also supernatural, your word will destroy everything they say also. Say amen. Amen. So when they finish talking, as they are talking, they say, condemned. Condemned. You know, start doing that. And the person who's doing that to you, all of a sudden will run away from you. It just drives them the wall. It's like they're saying all these things and you're smiling. Condemned. Condemned. You can make a song, condemned. And you can even dance with condemned. Hey! Their mind will start. They just stop. They don't know what to do. They run away. They wanted to drive you to run. They begin to run from you. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you have a boss that thinks he owns the whole world and he can just talk to you and bring you down and destroy you and cut you to pieces, you begin to condemn the words. And see how quickly things turn around. Say it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. You are not helpless. The Lord is in you. You are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, let's move on. Turn your Bible to who? I got so much to give you. Let me move quickly. Let's go to, we just talked about making the tree corrupt or good, so we are going for good tree. Let's go to, oh, I was going to talk to you about something. Let's go to, before we go, go to Proverbs. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. Let's look at verse 20 to 21. Every child of God that's saved for the last 6 months should know this scripture. Okay? It says what? A man's belly is what? Satisfied with the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips shall he be what? Filled. Words comes out of thoughts. So if you begin to think the God's thought, you will have the right words. And out of that words, you will be satisfied. Amen? You don't speak corruptness anymore. It said the increase. So you will not have the right increase. The kind of increase you have is, I'm healthy. So you don't need somebody to tell you every day you declare. You are sick, but you are saying, I'm healthy. You are changing that sickness to move from your body. When people are sick and the pain, what do? They go, oh, pain, pain, pain. Sometimes I catch myself doing it, so I just say, huh? I know this pain, I command you to leave. You don't pretend the pain is not there. You acknowledge the pain is there, but there is an answer to that pain. You go, I'm sickness and disease pain free. Say amen. So every day you say that. Every day, whether you feel good or not, you say it. It says you will be satisfied. You increase your life. Are we reading the word of God? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, not somebody else's mouth. You can come, pastor can pray for you, elders can pray for you. That's good enough. But the most important one is the one you say about yourself. Because you don't live with them 24 hours. You live with yourself.
The greater one is in you. So activate. Activate. Begin to say, with the increase of your lips, you shall be filled. So what you are looking for, you will be satisfied. Fullness is coming to you. That result you are looking for is going to show up. Say amen. That pain must leave. That pain must leave. That thing that is bugging your life must go. And then soon it's gone. And sometimes you don't even know when it happened. It has happened. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why? Because you are supernatural. You have a supernatural mouth. So what you say is going forth to do what it needs to do. It can. The word of God says God's word doesn't return void. Like the snow fell. Okay, there's snow outside. That snow came down. It cannot go back again. So shall the answer come to you. And you must be healed. Amen. All right. 21. Did I read 21? Death and life are in the power of where? Death, life. They live in your tongue. Yeah, there's a power. This tongue is just an organ. It's just a piece of meat. It has no power until you speak. When you speak thought and you move it. When you go home, do something. Why? Do something. Go to your mirror. Wash your hands with soap and water. Hold your tongue and then try to speak. And see what's going to happen to you. Your hands will be full of drool. Drool is not going to do anything for you. Where does the word come from? It's activated from your mind. And then that thing begins to move. And something begins to happen. That power is inside you. Say there's a power. Power of tongue. It's not ordinary. Your tongue is not. God has put power inside your mouth. Somebody say, I got power. The power is not outside, it's in your mouth, it's in you. I say, what's inside you? That's the message today. What's inside you? And who is inside you? He said, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you must pick what you want to eat. Amen? If you are good at corruption, you are going to eat corruption. Everything you say is coming back to serve you. So why don't you say the things that will serve you better? Every word you speak is for yourself. They're coming back to you. Anything you say is coming back to you. So say the things that are good for you only. Somebody say, I will. Say only the things that are good for me. He said, you will eat the fruit. Is that not what we read? Your belly will be satisfied. I want satisfaction of good things. Say amen. If the good Lord live inside me, then I will eat the good things that come from the Lord. Amen. If the devil live in you, you will eat the good things, the bad things that come from the devil. The devil is never good and he will never be good. All right, let me take you to a scripture. These are people that we want to be like that. Oh, they are so blessed. And see how their life changed. Turn your Bible to 2 Kings 23, verse 13. 2 Kings 23. I'm going to look at the life of Solomon. I won't look at everything, just a little bit. And see, this is a man that God says is the wisest man and the richest man on earth in his days. Nobody was as rich as him. And God blessed him. And God prospered him. I said, turn to 2 Kings. What's happening with our people? 2 Kings 23, verse 13. I say 13. Verse 13. I think I have 17. Oh. I need 13. 1, 3. 2 Kings 23. 1, 3. And the high places. Let's look at Solomon. That God blessed so much. He knew God. He loved God. He did everything. But look at when you live only on blessing and arrogance enter you. Look at what happens. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of where? Which Solomon, the king of Israel, had done what? Hey, this is the same person that the glory of God came upon, that built a holy temple, that God has handpicked and chosen, and has blessed the richest man on earth. Yeah, this scripture is shocking. And let's read it again. And the high places, not God's places, high places means that they are place of worshiping devils. And high places that were before Jerusalem, the holy city of God, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had built for Ashtaroth, the abomination of Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. How do you live from glory into this kind of mess? From building the temple for God, now building the temple for demons. Goddess of love, Ashtaroth, fornication, adultery, all kinds. Yeah, that's what it is, going to build for all those things. Building all kinds of abomination. It says the mountain of corruption. May the mountain of corruption not be built by you. When he started doing that, he now had how many wives? And all their demons all came. You can't handle one. You now have 700. One wife is too much. I'm even too much for bishop, so how much more? Every husband will laugh at that. Their wife is too much for them. Then you go and have not two, not seven, 700. 700 babes. So when you begin to go into the demon world, you are so blind. You can do impossible because it's also a supernatural world. He had energy for 700. Aside building gods that are not gods. Now you wonder, after he died, his sons could not carry on the legacy. The nation split. May God deliver us from evil. May God not cause us to be corrupt. Either make the fruit what? Or make it what? Corrupt. He chose to make himself corrupt. May you not be corrupt in the name of Jesus. Let's look at another person. Job. Job 17. I'm going to read one verse there, but you can read the whole thing. 1 to 16 at your own time. But verse 14. Oh, look at verse 1. It says, my breath is corrupt. My days are extinct, the graves are ready for me. That's why I say read chapter, the verse 1 to 16 on your own time, but I just need verse 14. For thou hast hid their heart from understanding, therefore shall thou, what? That's verse 4, I need 14, 1-4. Please put your finger on that thing and be fast. My time is moving. I have said to corruption, this is Job, the one that says, even though he slay me, I will serve him. Job, in chapter 1 of Job, you see he's the richest man, so blessed. Everything prosperous. He was the richest man in the East at that time. So what did I say today? Don't judge yourself by your wealth. It's the God that is inside you that is the wealth. Say amen. Look at Job's language when the devil hit him. He said, I said to corruption, thou art my father. To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. It's also shocking. Are these things in your Bible? Some of you, this is the first time you are reading this type of scriptures. Because you are master of only the blessing part. And this part are the ones that are supposed to make you strong. Scriptures like this are the ones that changes your life. They go, huh? How did I get from blessing God? How did I say, God, you are great? And begin to use my mouth to begin to say, Huh? I said to corruption. Corruption is a spirit. I said to it, you are my father. Not God is his father because he now has problem. He's sick. There's problems everywhere. You need to read Job chapter 30, so you can see how sick he got. How that's the first place you will hear the word black man in the Bible. It's there, Job. Job got so sick, the Bible says he was black up to his bones. Don't go there now, just write it down and read later. But in 29, you will see Job, the glory of Job. How did he leave that glory to this mess? May your language not be this type of language. When you face problem and issue that are bigger than you, that are not solvable, you are sick, so you begin to say, I'm tired of you. You begin to use language, I'm tired of this life. What kind of this nonsense life that God gave me? No. When you begin to say that, then that's you will live in that nonsense life. So if you are sick, you should be saying, I'm so well. If you lack and you can't pay your bill, say, I'm going to pay off my bill. The solution, God gives the power to get wealth. So the power to solve this issue, God is going to give it. Say amen. Nothing should make your confession be to corruption. May corruption leave your system. You see, you will keep on speaking corruption if the other three people are still in you. Who are the other three that we don't want? Say it loud so I can hear. The devil, yourself, and others. But if God lives in you, you'll be quickened to know what to say right away. When God was still living inside Job, when he was going through all his issues, he says, even though he slay me, yet will I what? Serve him. When he forgot and began to listen to others, his three best wicked friends, just read about them. His three friends that were leading him, that's what, yeah, the friends, they were condemning him, and soon he began to what? Condemn himself. How many of you want those type of best friends? May God be your best friend. Say amen. Say amen. Make the tree corrupt or make it good. As a man thinks, so you got it. Praise the Lord. All right, let's leave them. So may our stand change immediately. All right, let's go to another one quickly. Sam, let's look at Jesus. Jesus had to face some fire too. So let's see what he did with himself. Psalm 16, verse 10. We can look 9 to 11 if we want verse 9 to 11. Yeah, I need verse 10, but Psalm 16. I'll start reading. I'm going to read up to verse 11. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiced. My flesh also shall rest in hope. This is King David prophesying about the Lord. Verse 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. So we know he's prophesying about Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because later in the New Testament, we know it's, this scripture is about Jesus. Amen? There's one holy one, that's Jesus. Amen? To see corruption. Corruption is not part of your life. Corruption means decay. You don't want deadness and decay and rottenness and stench inside your life. Verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. This is the part that we Christians like. We like this one. Thou wilt show me, O Lord, the path of life. In thy presence, fullness of joy. Who doesn't want joy? At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. But there's a helper. Go back to verse 9 again. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. When they were weeping him. So you know what Jesus was doing. The scripture was inside him. When they were scourging him, when they were putting the crown of thorns on him, when they were pulling his beard and they were spitting on him, what was he saying inside himself? Huh? What is happening with you? Are you... Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh shall rest in hope. My flesh shall rest in hope. The pain was there. They were hurting him. My flesh shall rest in hope, because this is about Jesus. Verse 10. He ate this word inside him before he went to the cross. For thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. I'm going to go to hell for them. I'm going to complete this task. My mission on earth is to save every living soul, every creature. I'm going to die for all of them, including every works, everyone that's been in bondage. He died for nature too. No more shall there be what? He said, let the earth bring forth what? Thorns and thistles. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat. He died for that. Because those words are alive and they are controlling the earth. He had to die so that those words can be reversed. That's why the angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, shalom, everything turn around. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Came to reverse it. These are the things. He read scriptures. He had this inside him. Verse 11. Again. Thou will show me the path of life. In the presence is fullness of joy. The right hand are pleasures forevermore. When he made that journey, he went to hell. He said, led captivities what? Captives. He set them free. Those that the devil has kept in hell, that they can never resurrect, there will not be resurrection for them. The Bible said they saw them on the streets. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He did not only rescue us that are on earth, he went underneath and rescued those that were there. Nothing, none of us belong to the devil. We belong to him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I belong to God. Say, I belong to God. Say like you mean it. I belong to God. I am God's property. So it doesn't matter what state you find yourself and what's happening to you, you begin to rejoice. I see, I got glory in me. It looks like there's no glory. I got glory. I got glory. They naked him. They shamed him. He keeps saying, I got glory. Hallelujah. Because he refused to make himself corrupt. No corruption. Say, no corruption. In me. Okay, praise the Lord. I could just park there. Okay, let me move you quickly. Psalm 49. I'm just going to do one verse. Read verse 1 to 20 on your own. The reason you need to read that, so you got the goods inside you, so they begin to affect how you think and how you see. All right, verse 10. Psalm 49, verse 10. What did I tell you? Verse 10 or verse 9? Psalm 49, verse 9. That he should still what? Live forever and do what? Not seek corruption. Still talking about the Lord. So that's why I say read the whole thing yourself. Read verse 1 to 20. Okay? All right. So he shall live forever. Who lives forever today? Jesus lives forever. He only lived for 33 and a half years. 33 years. That's a short life. But he lives forever. That was enough to do what he needs to do. That was mission earth. And he completed his task. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. At the one we read earlier in Psalm 16, it says there, in his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Is God, all the things in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. He's the owner of everything now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say me too. Well, he made you joint heirs. So why are you begging for what is yours? You spend your time begging for what's already yours. You should spend time saying manifest. Let's go to Acts 2. I need verse 27, but you need to read verse 21 to 37 on your own. All right? Just doing because of time. Acts chapter 2, verse 27. So read up to 37 on your own, 21 to 37. All right, Acts 2, because thou will not what? Leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy holy one to what? See corruption. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me read it up to 24. There's a power scripture there that I want to bring to you. We read that. This is Peter preaching. How does the fisherman that was following Jesus, that just finished denying Jesus, Jesus died and rose again, and they had to wait in the upper room for fear of their life and wait for the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost entered him, as soon as the Holy Ghost entered, all the others ran away. The devil left him, because same Jesus that said, the little girl says, I know you. Hi, cut off ear. Right? Because himself was still living in himself. Denied Jesus 3 times. How does this man in a short period of time became the one? You should read his message. This is Peter preaching here. So what I'm saying to you today, the person that lives in you matters. When he begins to live in you, when God begins to live in you, you are bold. You begin to speak with authority. You don't have to shout. People see the authority. When you speak, they know God is in you. They say, ha, that person. It's like they got something. You're not shouting hallelujah. Even devils, they will recognize you when you hit a place. They know you. All people begin to know you because everybody's carrying something. Everyone is carrying something. May you just carry only God. Say amen. But everyone who's carrying something, they are also spiritual. So spiritual, see spiritual. You don't have to be on the same side. But spirit, no spirit. That's why when Jesus shows up in town, the demons begin to cry out, Jesus! Why have you come to torment us? No, he didn't come to torment you. He came to deliver you. Say amen. Say amen. Let's read. No, I need to read up to 24. So we read 21. Let's do 22, 23, 24. 22. I'm almost done. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth. This is Peter, the fearful Peter, the hiding Peter, the denying Peter, has become a different Peter. Holy Ghost touching. All the other 3 people have left him. He now has only God inside him. The language has changed. His boldness has come. His authority has come. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you. As you yourself also know, verse 23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, verse 24, whom God had done what? Raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. God delivered him and loosed the pains of death. Death could not grab Jesus. Death could not hold him. God loosed the pains of death. May anything the devil put on you can never hold you. He says it's not possible. Do you have the same Bible like me this morning? My God. Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Death could not hold him. God has already loosed him because there was no corruption in him. When there's corruption in you, death will hold you. When there's no corruption in you, death can never hold you. You moved away from this realm because you are satisfied. You just say, I want to go be with the Lord because I've done all my assignment. But death can never touch you before then. Oh, it got quiet again. Jesus, help us. No corruption. That will not suffer thy Holy One. We just read all of that. Did I not just read Psalm to you? How many of you are writing these scriptures down? So when you go get home today, go sit and really go through it. Amen. Say amen. Amen. It was not what? Possible. It's impossible for death to touch you. I say that every day. Death cannot swallow me. It's impossible. I do not permit death to touch me or my family. I don't think you believe this. Nobody can do it for you. You have a choice now to think this way, to say this way, to believe this way, and live this way. Because the God who lives in you has authorized death not to touch you. Because you don't have corruption. But if you have corruption, he's licensed to touch you. Death could not hold. Let me say that again. Everybody read. I'm going to stop here. Whom God had what? Raised up. Having loosed the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. What did Ephesians tell you? Towards the end of Ephesians chapter 1, from the prayer of Paul into Ephesians 2. What did he say? Say you've been what? Crucified with Christ. You died with him. You were raised with him. If you died with him and raised with him, this power has been transferred to you also. It's not working in you because if there's corruption. So it starts with your words and your actions. So may you change that today. In the mighty name of Jesus. No more corruption. Nothing can take you out except you permit it. And I refuse to permit it. God did not permit it, and I'm with God. I agree with God. I agree with God. I agree with God. In the name of Jesus. Death cannot hold me. It's impossible. I'm so slippery because the anointing is all over me. He cannot hold you. Jesus was so slippery, the anointing was on him. That's why he died. He was crucified, pierced. He only had a mark only in his hands. Touch my hands for evidence. Because there's going to be people like Thomas who need to see the proof. That's why when the disciples first saw him when he rose again, they did not recognize him. Because he had a glorified body. Somebody shout hallelujah. How do you die? He was dead, buried, and he got up. The stone could not hold him back. The stone rolled. Earth had to move for him. Earthquake, all kinds of things were happening. Somebody, because corruption was not in him. Nothing could hold him. Nothing can hold you. Get rid of corruption in your life. 2020, begin to live like this. Starting now, and you will see a difference, that you are in a different world all by yourself. Stand up with me. Shout hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you that the things of this world have no power over us. Not even death can hold us. Saul says death has lost its sting. He says it's the final thing that will be conquered, but you have conquered it. Death has no power over us. It cannot hold us. It cannot hold our family. We live because we have chosen that we need to go home. But nothing will come and detect that we should be dying now. We refuse that. In the name of Jesus. Life eternal is ours. Corruption does not dwell in us. Death does not dwell in us. Sin does not dwell in us. Other people does not dwell in us. The devil does not dwell in us. We don't dwell in us. The living God dwells in us. And we have joined ourselves with him. And we live as one with him. In him we live. In him we move. In him we breathe. In him we have our being. In him we act. In him we speak. In him we get results. In him we have victory. In him we have success. In him we are blessed. We receive your holy word. And we live by your word. We don't live by bread. We don't live by things. We live by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's my prayer for you that everyone hears the sound of my voice, and our families, our church, and those on television and internet land, and those sitting right here now. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. If you've not given your offering, we're going to take our offering. Please be seated. We're going to take our offering. Those on television land, you can send in your offering to do the work of God. May God bless you and your family, and what we have prayed is also your portion. In Jesus' name.